Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, so let me start here with you then. Cameron Wolf is with us from ESPN. And I've asked this of Crowder last couple of days. How's a team like the Dolphins going to fare at the beginning of the season, say? Because there's a lot of rookies and free agents. You've got new coordinators. You've got a head coach that's only in his second year. And no preseason games at all. And now a couple of the veteran presences, right? Alan Hearns and Albert Wilson are opting out. Is this too tough a task for anything really good to happen?
I think it is a tough ask. I mean, I had thought about this, you know, started the season. It was already going to be tough. They've got two new coordinators in Chan Gailey and Josh Boyer. They've got, you know, more than half of their roster weren't on the roster last year, including, you know, probably, you know, 12 to 15 rookies. So you're looking at a team that hasn't really played each other, that doesn't really know the scheme, and you're asking them without any preseason games to be, you know, ready to win games week one. I think that's a tough ask. You know, I'm not saying they can't do it, but I wouldn't be surprised if they really struggle out of the gate in September and October, just because there's a lot more teams that are more advanced and have a higher level of continuity than they have at this point.
And, Cam, do they need to get veteran? I had a rant earlier about veteran presence where, like, I had Zach Thomas, Cam, where Zach was a great vet. He took me under his wing. Like, he taught me everything he knew about football, he taught me. But I think there's more Ben Roethlisberger's when he said, my job isn't to develop Mason Rudolph, than the Zach Thomas's. Like, do you take that veteran presence? Do you put it on a pedestal like a lot of people do?
I think it's important. I think it's important, Shannon, that you know, playing in the league, every guy's got different mentality. There are some guys who are me guys, and that's fine. If you're a me guy, that's your lane. But then there's also guys who are, you know, they're really those team guys that you preach. So you got a guy like Ryan Fitzpatrick, who clearly seems to be a we guy, you know, from the way we heard him talk about Tua this week and that sort of guy. You need enough of those guys. Every guy on the team doesn't have to be that. But I think you need enough of those and probably at least one in every position room to make things work and make things grow. So, yeah, I definitely think that when you look around the team, there's probably a lot of we guys, but is there one in every position group? I would have to look and figure that out. But I think that's definitely important when you get into a season like this where you're not going to be able to be as close with everybody as you want. So when things get sticky, you're going to need to have somebody to try to keep you together.
And speak on that same mind frame, Cam. Like, Hearns is leaving, Wilson is leaving. They're two veterans in the league. Does this receiving core need a vet? Devontae's 6 years in, bro. Like, is he the vet, or do they need to bring in a vet? Because Hawk asked me about Josh Gordon, Antonio Brown, Ocho Cinco. He even asked me about Terrell Owens. Yeah. Like, I don't know if those are the guys, but does this receiver group, do they need a vet to come in now that these guys opted out?
I think they do. Alan Hearns and Albert Wilson were the two most experienced receivers on the team. And you mentioned Devontae Parker. You know, he's now the elder in that room. But you guys have met Devontae. I've met Devontae. You know, he's not going to be a super vocal guy on the roster. That's just not what his MO is. He's a really good player. I don't know if he's going to be a vocal leader. So, yeah, I think you might need to bring in somebody who can be that glue guy, be the guy who can speak up when the effort's not good in practice from the receiver group. I just don't know if that's going to happen for anybody in that roster. So I do think they're looking for agency. I don't think it'll be one of the guys you mentioned. I think it'll be more of a low-key guy. But, you know, whether it's, you know, a Chris Hogan-type player, like a Paul Richardson, some of those guys who've been around the league in multiple teams, you know, and have done it, you know, guy who's not going to impress you with his speed or his, you know, his physicality. But if those are the type of guys that people understate their role on the roster. And I'd imagine the Dolphins go out and try to seek one of those guys in the next week or two.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.